Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Systematic reviews have played a key role in assessing the effects of treatments for women with breast cancer. In a new Cochrane review in April 2012, Lorenzo Moya from the Department of Public Health at the University of Milan in Italy and colleagues have examined the benefits and harms of the drug trastuzumab.
Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women across the world and the second leading cause of cancer-related death. Patients designated as HER2 positive due to overproduction of a certain protein tend to have more aggressive tumors and a worse prognosis than those who are HER2 negative. Trastuzumab is a new generation antibody-based medicine that blocks the relevant protein and stops it triggering the excessive growth in cancer cells. It is available commercially as Herceptin and has been found to increase life expectancy and reduce tumor recurrence for women who have HER2-positive tumors while appearing to be free of debilitating side effects commonly associated with chemotherapy. This is important because about 1 in 5 women who develop early breast cancer have HER2-positive tumors. At the same time, however, women who take trastuzumab have a higher risk of experiencing problems with their heart. These findings are the key conclusions of our new Cochrane review, which was funded by AIFA, Agenzia Italiana del Farmaco, the Italian Medicines Agency. To provide clinicians and patients with accurate evidence of trastuzumab's harms and benefit, and clarify the net benefit of a woman receives, we identified 8 trials that involved nearly 12,000 women with HER2-positive operable breast cancer and were randomly assigned to receive trastuzumab or not. The overall finding was that breast cancer mortality was reduced by 1/3 after an average of 3 years of follow-up, but the risk of heart toxicity was 5 times greater for women in the group receiving trastuzumab compared to those receiving standard therapy alone. In absolute terms, if 1,000 women were given standard therapy without trastuzumab, about 900 survived for at least 3 years. But if 1,000 women were treated with standard chemotherapy and 1 year of trastuzumab, about 933 were alive 3 years after their diagnosis. However, about 26 in every 1,000 women taking trastuzumab experience serious heart toxicity, which is 21 more than was found for 1,000 women in the chemotherapy alone group. Although these heart problems are often reversible if the treatment is stopped straight away. In conclusion, women at higher risk of recurrence and with no signs of a weak heart are more likely to benefit from trastuzumab than being harmed by it. The balance of harms to benefits in patients at lower risk of recurrence, for example, if they only have a small tumor or are at increased risk for cardiac complications, is less clear and must be carefully evaluated. Oncologists should share the decision about the use of trastuzumab with the patients after careful consideration of potential harms and benefits.
For more detail on these benefits and harms, the full Cochrane review can be found at thecochranelibrary.com.